and stuff.
Okay. So, yeah, I think if we do that, then it addresses the problem. Right? Because if I do full reads for a single claim pair, then my time will depend purely on that R. And if R is equal to the size of that chunk or size of that flash unit, which is two planes, then I have a better time than if it's less than R. But that needs to be somehow modeled.
Mm-hmm. No, if R is the same as the size of the two planes, then you use
max.
Max.
For the next level.
For the next level.
Correct, yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, you use summation.
Yes, exactly. You're absolutely. That's what I should have said. So we have an additional level that we need to insert. After we have flash package, die, and after die we have plane pair and then plane. Because plane pair is a
it's another
flash logical unit of parallelism.
Mm-hmm.
Which has different characteristics.
Exactly.
And then we can still go ahead and use this. And omega, then, does it depend on R? Can I remove that R parameter at this point? Yeah, no, omega depends on R still. Because omega will, if R is equal to the size of the plane pair, then it's a max, else it's. So that omega is a function of R.
I don't think
it's all the way to the time.
We can solve
it's not all the time, but right. We want to make it generalized.
It's a necessary condition for max.
So do you want to write this other part, which equation, Ariel, before Louis erase that?
Different?
That is for the last
can
part.
Can I erase this now? Right?
Yes, let me see. Copy quickly.
I guess the only, okay, SK minus O modulo SK, that is fine. The other one is O plus R modulo SK.
Okay.
I think it may be easier if you use S, E instead of O, R. You might want to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically the same.
It's the same information, exactly.
But
from the equation or writing point of view, when you...
The O is completely zero.
No, not that at all. For instance, here, instead of writing O plus R, you can write E modulo SK. And here, O can be replaced with S anyway. And we are not really using R in any of those equations, are we? Well, actually, we are. No, we are using R. Okay, never mind. Forget about it. Yeah.
So, you have some break.
Yeah, sure.
So, I guess the way we can solve this is to have is equal to two things. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The estimation of this when R is equal to. Right? I mean, at the end it's the same, but I guess this is the case.
I mean, max? That should be
right.
The way around.
Yeah.
Well, that is not necessarily the case at all the levels. That is only true for the plane pair level.
That's true.
Hmm.
So when you say that the condition is different.
So that should also be, I would say, omega 1, or if you want to say Ti.
Ti plus 1.
Omega I. Oh, this is level? Is this the level?
That is the level, yes.
And then this should be J, it will be a different.
And Ti plus 1.
Which is I plus 1, I plus 1, okay. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, no, so this is great. This is really helpful. At the lowest level, though, what do we have? Lowest level we have is the command issue time. The command issue time, though, is not on for each, right?
For each level, no. It's there's only, yeah, it's realized in the very, very page, the finest level.
The command issue time?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You read
the, you have to send a comment for each of them.
Right.
But that's also...
The other levels are just logical aggregations, if you want. What you're reading is actually physical addresses, which, let's say, a single page. So that time is for transferring the command, the address of that single page.
The other thing which I wanted to say is that in the parallel plane read, we cannot just take max for the entire time component, because some time component is for the command issuing, the other is for the transfer, right? And I think some parts of the transfer cannot be done in parallel.
Right.
Especially transfer out of the chip. Transfer into the registers can be done in parallel, but transfer out of the chip into the controller cannot be done in parallel. So the max is not
it's more like a max summation. Again.
Yeah. So this needs a little bit of or refining, I think. Especially the equation up there, the TR of L, RL. So that is for the lowest base case, right?
Right.
For a single page, you're saying?
For a single page.
Choose the command. Is there some additional commands that are aggregate commands and then they get broken up into individual commands? So if I have a parallel plane read, that does not fall with the same command mechanism as a single page read, right? So the command issuing, transfer into the register and transfer from the register into controller seem to be three different components which can be
modular,
which can be parallel, some of which can be parallelized.
Mm-hmm.
And that depends on the level itself. Correct? So maybe we could do that instead.
So maybe
we could have, for each level, you have a command issuing cost, a transfer cost. Does that make any sense? No, it does not make sense.
I think it does. I mean, in that case, you will have, instead of having just one recursive equation, you could have multiple recursive equations. Right.
The only problem is that then the equation becomes a bit too complex.
Yeah.
Doesn't have simplicity. And recently I've been hearing on the radio a lot how beauty is correct. If you have an equation that doesn't look good, it's probably wrong. Today morning I was listening to this on the radio.
What radio is that? What station?
Public radio. NPR.
NPR.
Have you heard of NPR?
No. Let's talk about 90, equations.
91.3.
Okay.
FM. So we want to have a beautiful equation. It will give people and us more confidence about its correctness. I think the argument is that whenever you make things out of order or in nature, especially physics, right, people are always creating equations and theories that there is order in the universe or, you know, some. So if you try to explain a phenomenon based on a really complex equation with very many special cases and so on, it cannot model the simplicity of the design of the universe, and that's why it should be wrong. Which is an interesting argument, of course. But here we are talking about human beings who are designing imperfect things, so maybe it does not apply in our situation. Okay, so I think what I would suggest is let's go with a simpler version. As you start writing this up and thinking more about it, maybe you will address some of the concerns that we are having. But if you're not able to, then we can say that, well, these are the limitations of the model. We cannot, at this point, the model is not fully accurate, but make some approximations.
So I have one basic question, that is, how are you going to put this in the paper? Like, because if we put something like this, somehow we need also need to
validate it.
To validate it and say, okay, put some these inputs or these parameters that we found based on profiling, then we can predict the time and see how it's different from the real experimentation and so on.
That would be good to do. We can do that, but for that we would need all the parameters to be extracted.
Yeah, and the time.
And the times.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be that difficult. It depends on how the data is, and if it's easy to extract some of these parameters. The other thing which we could do is just to put dummy numbers and create a graph that resembles some of the graphs that we show later on. And in this graph, you know, with the dummy numbers, we can annotate the graph and say here is where we have full plane parallelism or two plane parallelism and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
You think that
that would be like synthesizing kind of.
That's like a synthetic graph that we are going to create, and then we show later on in our experiments that we actually find the same graph.
Mm-hmm.
And in the synthetic graph, we can, instead of providing real values, because the values does not really make sense, we said we created some artificial values,
mm-hmm,
and created this graph. But the graph has this pattern. And using the graph, we can show the behaviors. And that is something that we can do. Because retrofitting it into our model would take time, and I don't know if we have time. But that's the ideal thing to do, the retrofitting into back into using
parameters. Actually, yeah, the end goal of this was to explain this, this
mm-hmm,
curve,
right?
Why we are spending this as much work doing this part, I think.
Yeah.
So if we don't get to that point, I think it's just by grace, it's sitting there. I don't know if...
Well, I think that this is, this is actually the John of explaining the curve. I think this somehow tried to... give, you know, predict numbers. Because I think what we have right now is a reasonable explanation of what is going on. I think we have good results and good explanations for that. But having this also give you the power of, you know, give some numbers or predict some numbers based on some inputs like the request, location, request size, and so on. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, well, I guess Ariel is trying to say that if we have this model, then we should use it, put it to better use, which is to actually get the parameters based on experiments and feed it into the model and see if the behavior is reproduced by the model.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically your point, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we could try to do that maybe for the Samsung if it is easy to get those numbers. But I don't know how easy it is to get those numbers. What do you think?
Well, here the degree of the main problem is really the omega function, like how to choose that omega function at every single computation of
that's right.
Time. The other parameters like the comment issue, page reads, we can take from the product and specification for the Samsung. For the others, I haven't found any information as detailed as that should.
Although you have to remember that the graphs that we have also include command issue overhead from the host to the SSD, which is something not part of the spec.
Right.
So we need to get that command issue overhead based on experiments that Lewis did. He had wide variance in the calculating the command issue overhead. We could use some average number of the command issue overhead. Required. Okay, so yeah, we can do that. So Ariel, I guess you will have to draw that graph as well based on command issue overhead time from Lewis and the numbers from the Samsung chip. Alternatively, if that all that information is not available, and then what I would suggest is just choose synthetic numbers and do that. Or choose some reasonable number for the command issue overhead and any other numbers that are not available and do the graph.
You mean the synthetic curve?
The synthetic curve, yeah. The synthetic curve is like, if you use the parameters from the Samsung chip, the problem is we don't know what chip is being used inside, right? Do we know what chip is being used inside?
The model? Yeah, I think
we do.
The list I sent.
And do we know also the times for the individual operations and so on?
Yeah.
For instance, how do we determine the efficiency of the parallel plane read? I guess that's depending on omega, right? So omega will capture that automatically. That parallel plane reads are going to be peaks and so on.
That should be captured by omega. But omega right now is still like not fully defined. We don't have.
But summation and max, I think, are reasonable approximations, I believe. We need to know which one it is, a summation or max at each level. And I think we know that based on experiments and also knowledge about the device operation itself, based on other literature, right? So I think what we should do, we should write up the model that we have discussed so far and make that as nicely presentable as possible, because people will certainly pay attention to it. And then the next step is to create that synthetic graph based on mostly real numbers and maybe some fabricated numbers.
into what it looks like.
Yeah, and if it resembles anything that we have been seeing, I think it should. Maybe it'll be slightly different. Some behaviors will be exaggerated, others will be diminished. And then, of course, it'll be a matter of tuning the numbers so it sort of resembles closely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so why don't we do that? So I'm hoping that by tomorrow you are able to write up the model and make that nice. And I don't know how far we'll get with the graph, the synthetic graph.
Yeah, well, I should be writing that tomorrow, and we need to start doing the data, generating data by the end of tomorrow. Hopefully.
So you'll probably have to write some program to
generate data. Yeah, it's like a very quick application, assuming a specific architecture.
Yeah, I mean, you can make as many statically chosen parameters as possible.
Right.
You don't have to make it generic at this point.
Right. Right, I'm going to include all the levels of the Samsung device,
mm-hmm.
Samsung flash package.
Yeah, including another level for the two-plane. Plane
including
plane.
The
yeah.
two-plane allocation.
Okay, that's great. I think this will substantially help the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope that it helps. Works in our favor a lot. So, Lewis, should we look at some of the graphs that you have? New graphs?
Sure.
Or
yeah. I think it was too many. So the graphs the new graphs I have are for the right. So I guess
are these the graphs which are not robust?
Yeah, exactly. So
okay.
They don't give much information of the device itself. And
except for the Samsung, which is
well, the Samsung
good.
Gives some information, but even that is very messy. You know,
mm-hmm.
What else I have? Oh, mm-hmm. I also have very important. I have the memory experiment
mm-hmm.
With the chunk size of the height level.
Okay.
Sure, that one first.
This is Memorite.
This is Memorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I guess let's see if I could. So, see, there are some peaks here. Let me zoom here. Each of these peaks is at 16K each.
Mm-hmm.
That is, 30. This one is 46.
16K.
This one is 62, and so on. Of course, then after this,
just gets messy.
Just gets a little messy. It's still, you can see the peaks here, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one.
But those are not
right.
16K anymore.
I think they are.
They're still 16K?
Yeah.
Okay.
76, and this is, no, they're not.
116?
see the lower peaks. 96, and this is 12. This is, yeah.
Yeah, but this is certainly not extract. I guess it won't be able to extract this automatically.
No, I don't think so. Very unlikely.
Oh, the other thing which I wanted to say is that you should add axis on this X and Y, if at all possible.
Is it possible? Actually, I erased it completely, and that's because it looks all the numbers are very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's try. Yeah, so, well, I guess this is all we have to remember, right?
Okay. But you can show a similar expanded version in that and show some behavior,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the rights for this?
The rights? So for the Samsung, okay, so the PIX is these two. That's no problem.
But is that
two PIX? This and this one.
That's a very those are very obvious PIX.
Yeah, but you know the rest is very there is a lot.
And this is average. These are averages.
These are averages. Right.
That's exactly at 4 megabytes?
That's exactly at 4 megabytes.
Nice. 4 megabytes. So 4 megabytes, so which means, and based on our calculation, we found that the erase unit was 64K?
The erase unit was 64K.
Okay. So I think this experiment, because it's not robust, we should probably not use it. Mm-hmm. Although it gives us information, we probably cannot use it. What we should use it is the other experiment that I was describing.
So about that experiment, so do you think we should, because I was trying, you know, it seems like very similar to this experiment, and I don't know why this one is messy and the other one looks so good.
No, in the other one we're using smaller IOs, right? We're using 4K IOs.
So.
And that might make some difference, because you're able to and you're increasing at 2 times each in each interval, right? So maybe you could do the same thing, increase at 2x and see if you get similar behavior for the other two devices. But there's probably no reason to think that you will have some odd number of actually you could, right? You could. Can you have odd number of chips in your package? Why not? You could have you can have an SSD with 3 chips. It's true.
So well. Anyway, so the other one is the write of the memory. Right? At some point.
And then start cleaning.
I guess start cleaning at this point.
It's even worse. These may be interesting to show though. To contrast some sort of cleaning consistency. Say, some devices do continuous cleaning, others do
The Samsung, this one seems like a watermarking.
Watermarking based cleaning,
right. And the other one,
just maybe cleaning all the time.
Maybe cleaning all the time.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, maybe these terms can also be used. Say, cleaning policy or some sort of. Yeah. I don't see why we should not show it if we have space. It all depends on how much content we have to discuss.
Okay. So I guess I will try, I will go ahead and do the graph for your experiment. And so you say that that we should keep the small request.
Yeah, I mean, let's try to do the same experiment because that graph actually gives us some information.
Right,
for the sand disk.
So do exactly the same experiment.
For the other two.
For the
yeah. And see if you get similar robust behavior. And if we do, then we can actually use it.
The other difference is that I remember for that experiment, instead of sending a fixed number of requests,
mm-hmm.
I send as many requests as I need to fill or to write 128 megabytes.
Simultaneously?
No, not simultaneously, but in total.
But in total?
Yeah, like if I have a request of, or I have a segment size of 4K,
mm-hmm.
right? How many requests I need to fill or to write 128 megabytes?
Yeah, that's exactly the experiment that you should do.
Exactly.
Because that's the segment simulator, right?
Exactly.
But we don't call it segment simulator anymore.
Okay.
We just use that to extract the block size.
Okay, so we would keep the small request and do it exactly.
Yeah. Could it be that the behavior that you saw with the SanDisk was similar to the behavior that we see now with the MemoWrite, except that it did not hit the cleaning threshold of Could it be that? It could be, right?
I'm doing here. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of writing here, so.
You're doing a lot more writing in these experiments than the one that you did before.
Yeah. No, actually, that's not true. Because for each side, oh, but I have a lot less points. That's true.
And also, for each side, you're doing multiple requests here. In the case of the segment simulator, for each side, you write only that much size.
No, I'm writing as much as you need to
fill the segment.
But not to fill the segment, but I say, okay, because I remember at that time we had this problem with the write caching
mm-hmm.
or with the write buffering.
Mm-hmm.
But
now you don't have that problem.
No, I don't have that problem. But the thing is that I have to fill the write buffer and, you know, or write as much or write more than the write buffer size. So it actually goes to the median.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing is that for each point, I am writing 128 megs.
Mm-hmm.
Independently on how much request I have to do.
Okay. Maybe you can reduce that amount to speed up the experiment.
If I'm doing this in powers of two, then that's the time is not gone. Very, very quick.
Okay, all right. Leave that up to you then. Okay, what else, Lewis? Is there anything else that we need to discuss?
That's all I have.
Okay. When should we meet again?
I don't know.
I think we need to have more communication over email, I think, over the next couple of days. Maybe we can meet once on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Friday morning or something. So we lay out final tasks and coordinate everything.
Mm-hmm. Before you ignite that day.
We should try to wrap up by 6 p.m. on Friday so we can all go home, if at all possible. Or if there needs to be some additional things that to be done after 6, it should be small enough that we can all manage it from home or independently.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly prefer that. So in terms of writing, what else remain for the writing? So we need to...
I guess.
We need to sort
the
that out.
The applications are still...
The applications are not ready yet.
Yeah, and I think the problem with the applications, but many applications we have depend on results of the experiments. And I think that's the most important section missing.
It's not that important, I think. I think applications are just like Jason said, they are guidelines, and people are not going to look at these applications and actually use them.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just something that we want to say that, well, we thought beyond the profiling to try to use the profiling in a useful way, and we have some ideas.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not a critical section in my opinion, although it would be nice to have a strong set of design guidelines. So I will work on that. I'm still thinking in the background about what we could talk about.
Okay.
The other section, I think, which is not yet resolved, is the background section.
Mm-hmm.
So the background section is, maybe I can work on that as well. Okay, so I'll work on both applications and background tomorrow. And hopefully by the end of tomorrow, we should have paper in more reasonable shape. Then after we're done with the experiment section and the model section, we have to revisit the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we could do that on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday would be wrapping up, introduction, conclusion, related work still is outstanding, right? So related work also probably will be written on Friday. So, yeah. So, I think we are in reasonable shape. It's just that we have to keep working until Friday evening, and we should be done. We don't know whether it will get accepted or not.
Yeah,
typically,
if you finish early.
Even if you finish early, you don't know, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, guys. So I'll see you tomorrow.
I got a question on the writing of section 3.
Mm-hmm.
About the logical to physical mapping.
Yes.
I was doubtful whether that section is important or not, because we are not using that assumption anywhere, I think.
The logical to physical mapping?
Right. Not even, if you think about this model,
mm-hmm.
it does not assume that you have that kind of rate zero like striping. You know,
no, but in the experiments I'm assuming it, and I'm saying, as it's in the model section,
okay.
One of the subsections that is currently missing that Lewis plans to add, I believe, is a section on logical to physical block mapping. Right after you derive the flash parallel units, you want to talk about the mapping itself.
Yeah, I have I'm in the wrong thing. This one, mapping to real hardware.
So that's the logical to physical block mapping.
Yeah.
So you should have a separate subsection for that. Right?
I have a separate subsection. Oh,
separate 5.4.
Okay.
Yeah.
5.4, okay.
Yeah. So to make those independent.
That would be good, but the problem with that is that what if we are mistaken and we find later information that there's a different type different number of packages or units.
Happy New Year.
Anything that we mentioned in that section. Because I read that section that says we think that there are X number of packages, and that's just a best estimate, I think. We may not
I see what you mean.
Enough to realize if there's that many.
Mean that are those dies or blocks,
right.
Are those dies or packages or something different, right? What granule, we don't know what granularity it is. We just know at level zero,
right.
Logical level zero, but we don't know what is physical level.
Right.
Is that what you want to say?
Exactly. From the tables I sent the other day, it seems that there are at least 16 packages for the Samsung device.
Well, but those, so you mean 16...
flash packages.
From the size of the chip?
Mm-hmm.
So the chip is 1 gigabyte, right?
The chip?
We were discussing it the other day with Lewis and said that the spec that you sent talked about a 1 gigabyte chip.
1 gigabit, which is...
8 gigabit.
8 gigabit.
8 gigabit,
which is 1 gigabyte.
Gigabyte.
But that device is 32 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way that you can have 32 chips in there.
Right, but there's another column that says organization, I think. And that has X something, X8, I think.
X8?
Right.
What does that mean?
Maybe it's...
8 dice?
8 gigs per flash package.
8 gigs per flash package.
Let's look at that email that you sent.
The other thing is that email you sent... Like 3 or 4 different flash packets.
This one, right? This is the one that you sent?
Right. Can you first go to the SamsungSSD.com, please? There is a picture there.
This one?
No, the SamsungSSD.com. On a different...
Okay. Yeah, so it's not in this...
Yeah, no, the link is not there. So it's just... .com, right. And at the very top right corner, there is one link that says "See Inside."
Mm.
You see that, and I tried to read the numbers of each one of the chips.
Five.
And it looks
numbers.
That each one is a flash package.
Yeah.
Because you see the cup starts with K.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But where is the controller?
There are 15.
The controller being the other side, right?
On the other side?
The other side, I'm assuming, has other circuit.
No. It's unlikely. It's a printed circuit board.
Because all of them appear to be of the same size and flash packages. So, and we need to have the controller somewhere.
Exactly. So I don't... Maybe one of these is the controller.
Is that possible? There's 15, right?
These all look exactly the same chip.
Right. And like the information...
No, this 12. Oh, it's... 9.6.
15.
Right.
15 is not even a very power of 2 number.
Yeah, and it's not multiple of 32 or 64.
Maybe you have other flash packages on the other side plus the controller, and that adapts to a nice power 2 number.
I don't think the PCBs work that way. You mm-hmm. cannot stick chips on both sides of a single PCB.
Mm-hmm.
You need 2 PCBs. Maybe there are 2 PCBs stuck back to back.
And they have to communicate somehow.
Yeah. It's very tricky. Let's see. This is very confusing now. Maybe they didn't put the controller itself. Maybe the controller will... They have some space here to put the controller. Maybe because the controller is not manufactured by Samsung. Maybe manufactured by someone else and they are not have
the
authority to put the picture of that guy.
Oh, maybe. But even that 15 doesn't sound like it's gonna make...
15 is a lot of chips. Wow. Yeah.
But even if you have, let's say, each package is 1 gig or 2 gigs,
mm-hmm.
You want to have 32 gigs, like in any not nice number, like intermediate numbers between 2 powers of 2.
This is certainly not the device we are using, because I don't think we have a device with 15. We have something with 16 in it, from what I understand. We have distinct 16 peaks, which cannot be caused with a... The device that has 15 chips.
No, we have.
Do we have 15 or 16? How many do we have?
We have a patch size of 256K,
mm-hmm.
and we have a chunk size of 16K.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. So maybe this is 1024, and this would be 12, yeah, 56, so that's 256 approximately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have how many subdivisions? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, it's 16.
Mm-hmm.
16. So 256 divided by 16, which is each of these is 16 kilobytes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the figure cannot lie. So I don't think we are using this guy. We are using a different device which has 16 chips. Or, yeah, so what you actually pointed out is that it is in fact perfectly possible to fit 16 chips in there.
Yeah, that's the point.
Like,
yeah.
Picture.
Yeah.
So in that case, you will have 16 chips of 2 gigs each.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, why not? 16 gigs, 16 chips.
Right, going back to the table, each flash is supposed to be 1 gigabyte.
Yeah, but that, I don't think we are using that either then. We are using a more denser version.
No, but in one of the chips you sent, it is 2 gigs, right?
It is?
Yeah.
They bought both versions, 1 and 10.
I think there is 1, 2 gigs probably.
I didn't see any of that. I don't know. One of these?
Option B.
Option B?
Right, that one, yeah.
I should click on this?
Yeah. Well, that's the specs.
Okay.
And that tells you that this chip comes in 2 sizes.
Oh, I see. So, well, then that's
expensive. There you go, at the very top.
Okay.
1 gig, 2 gigs.
2 gigs. There you go. And there is all the specs exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. That's... Do they actually talk about packages here?
The number of packages?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Package. No, this is the package. This is the single package, not the SSD.
Yeah, this is the form package. Not the SSD.
But it's obvious, right? If I have a 2 gig package, then I need 16 packages. To make 32 gigs.
That's good, but how... We have also a 64 gig device.
Samsung?
The Samsung and memory.
Maybe there is a 4 gig version of the same flash memory.
It would be good to...
Or maybe they have a way to fit 32 chips.
Let's check quickly on the table. I mean, all the sizes are 1 gig or 2 gigs.
Which table?
The one of the links that are at the beginning of the mail.
This one?
I think that one, yeah.
Or this one?
The first one.
Okay.
That's the list of SSDs. And let's check for a 64 gig.
MLC.
Of type SLC.
SLC. The one below.
And this is 2 gigabyte MLC. See? 32. There it is. 32 gigabytes, 2 gigabyte MLC. Right?
Yeah, we have SLC.
We have SLC?
Ours is SLC.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Then it's 1 gigabyte chip.
It's supposed to be 1 gig.
Are we sure that this is we have an SLC and not an MLC?
If The first column tells you the part number, right? And this is exactly the same I got from this.
Oh, you got the same part? No, but that is the chip, right? It's not the... Oh, this is the entire SSD?
That's the entire SSD listing. Right?
Okay, so and which one is the part number?
The one that ends in MPP, and it has E32.
Okay, this one?
No, it's E32 something, MPP.
Mm-hmm.
The 32 is, I guess, which one? Right. You have this 3, and it's the one in the middle.
This one?
That's all the 8, right.
And, okay, I see.
Since everything is blank, I'm assuming that all of them are of the same type.
Okay, so that's a little monkey wrench, I guess. So maybe there are package pairs also. Maybe there is an interconnect. If there are package pairs, then these two packages look like a single unit from access standpoint. Maybe there is a way to issue the same command to two flash packages because of the interconnect. So if you have an interconnect restriction that each two packages share a single command bus, then you can issue parallel commands
at the package level.
At the package level, yeah. That could be an explanation. And that would tell us the interconnect restrictions between the controller and the packages. Because I think interconnect is more expensive and much more complicated to scale than the chips themselves, which is sort of, in a way, obvious, right? Because to add a chip, you just need the area. But to interconnect all of them, you need more complex way to multiplex and so on. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. So there is interconnect restrictions that allows package pairs to perform better than access to individual packages. So we don't even have the parallel unit at the highest level. It's sort of a logical parallel unit, and we can say that, well, this logical parallel unit shows up because of interconnect restrictions or reduced parallelism between the packages. Each package pair has a single line going through it. Right. So yeah, I mean, if you want to use the actual data to validate it, that's the only explanation I can think of at this point.
Yeah. Okay. That would be the problem of making my conclusions and saying that this and other packages.
That's why I think it's safer to just stick to logical units.
Yeah, I think it's. And
I guess instead of talking about logical to physical mappings, right, I agree that it is a bit tricky.
And then that comes back to the point where what I was asking about this logical to physical mapping, if we really need this assumption, or just by observing we say that...
Maybe we don't need it. I agree that now that with this new information, the organization is even more complex than we had thought before. Because these peaks, if this is true and this is what we have inside our device, the highest level peaks are because of package parallelism. The peak at the next level is because of single package commands too. And then the peak at the next level would then be dies. And then maybe we don't even see planes here, right? So I think that what we need to do, Lewis, in your write-up is to make sure that you do not talk about planes or dies or anything. You just say parallelism at logical unit 0.
Yeah, the only place where I talk about that is in the logical unit.
Okay, so we should not talk about it. I completely agree. So let's just say parallel unit at level 1.
At level, yeah.
At parallel unit at level,
right.
Yeah.
And we already agreed on level 1 being the largest.
Yeah, level 1 is the largest,
highest.
And in this case, for the Samsung, the level 1 is actually package pair. That is level 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
or do you want to say level 1 is the entire SSD?
The entire SSD, and then children are the package pair.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
The children are package pairs.
Okay. Well, let's make the entire SSD level 0. How about that? Because then it's easier for Lewis to write about level 1 parallelism and
so on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So I think that helps. I think that was a useful discussion. And it's best not to talk about physical matter. I agree now. Yeah. All right. Which paper is this?
Not sure.
I have some comments for you. Yeah, I can revise this after you're done. So it's still working. All right. So Lewis, I think, do you think it's I should actually look at section 4? Or revising section 4? Experiment setup or? Are you done with that?
I think I'm pretty much done.
Okay, because I'm going to revise it or reorganize it a little bit.
You can go ahead.
Okay, all right, I'll do that. So, section 2, 4, and those are the things that I need to work on.
Okay.
All right. Great. Thanks, Lewis.